and they're not necessarily mutually exclusive, even though it does deal with two separate actors. So there is a rumor. There's potentially that this is kind of confirmed already, but we need to get confirmation of the confirmation before I can say it's been confirmed. Hello, Nerdy Legion. That's right. You are listening to Comic Talk today. I am Dustin, bringing you the Comic Talk headlines for November 3rd, 2020. I hope you voted. Okay, sorry. That's enough of the announcer voice. This is your quick reminder before we get into the news that we do have approximately 2 weeks of regular episodes left before we start to scale things back so I can gear up for the next season over on my YouTube channel, as well as make things a little more easy going and flowing very well as far as this new show goes. So thank you, nerds, for joining me. Strap in. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. I see the analytics. I know that there's quite a few of you that are not subscribed that listen to this. So, you know, give it a subscribe. All you got to do is click that little button on the iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. So thank you once again. Here is the news. TV streaming is where we're going. TV streaming, we have mostly follow-ups. We have one follow-up that kind of will bleed into the new piece, but I don't know. It's going to get a little clunky. I'm just warning you right up front. So first follow-up we're talking about is the Hellraiser series that is going to HBO. Everywhere I've seen this discussed, it does say HBO and not HBO Max, though the assumption is even if it's airing initially on HBO, on terrestrial television, it will then find its way over to the streamer. So in this case, I'm using HBO and HBO Max interchangeably. If I let a Max slip out there, that's why. But we do have a follow-up. We do now know that Clive Barker is signing on to be an executive producer on the project. So we have the creator's stamp of approval for this series. Now, that does increase the profile of this series. That also increases the expectations. So there is a lot more weighing on this series to be good now that Clive Barker has signed on. That's all we've got there. Now we're moving over to the Resident Evil series over on Netflix, the live-action Resident Evil series. We did get word that Donald Logue, if you kind of recognize the name, but you don't know why. He was Bullock in the Gotham series. He's done a number of other things. He did a sitcom a few years back called Grounded for Life. He's been around. He's the ginger guy. He's actually a really good actor, so I'm very interested. But he has just signed on to be the Raccoon City Chief of Police, Brian Irons, who we originally saw in the game series in the second game. Resident Evil 2 is when he was introduced into the storyline. So that also bodes well for the Resident Evil series, that they're actually casting characters that are in the actual games, very much unlike the first Resident Evil movie and then like the third and fifth. Those Resident Evil movies were just kind of mediocre, weren't they? Anyway, that bodes well. We're moving on. Next, we're talking about The Walking Dead. This one is the one that bleeds into the news as well, the brand new pieces, but there's one in between, so we're going to get to that. So Walking Dead Season 10... we've talked previously about the fact that we're going to be seeing 6 bonus episodes, and that was kind of all we knew, is in springtime we're going to be seeing 6 extra episodes for The Walking Dead. We didn't really know what they were before. Now we do. It seems that those 6 episodes are going to be kind of anthological. So in a way, it's almost like a backdoor pilot for the Walking Dead stories from The Walking Dead, or whatever the heck they're going to call that series, one of the new shows that's spinning out of The Walking Dead. It is going to be anthological, but it is only going to be dealing with characters who are currently part of the show, unlike the stories from The Walking Dead, which theoretically could be any character we've ever seen and introduce new characters and so on and so forth. So we do know that. We also know that there is going to be at least one episode of those 6 bonus episodes that that will be Negan-centric. And we also now know that they have just cast Lucille, the actual person, not the bat. Lucille has been cast. The actress playing Lucille will be Hilary Burton, who is actually Jeffrey Dean Morgan's wife in real life. So that's kind of cool on so many levels, because she's actually not that bad either. So I don't know if she's Jeffrey Dean Morgan good, but she's still a pretty good actor. Anyway, awesome on all counts. Can't wait for the spring and we get these six episodes. They also have started production in Atlanta on these six episodes. So, yeah, just a lot of greatness coming from The Walking Dead before we get to the final season of the main series. And then our next piece is a very quick one about Star Trek Discovery. Season 4 is now in production, and we only have like two episodes of season 3 available. So, you know, that is what it is. All right, so now into the new news. We have Walking Dead in the news. We have a Christmas special for The Walking Dead coming our way as well. Now, before you kind of freak out one way or the other, because that could be a great thing or it could be a really bad thing, it's going to be a mediocre thing. It's not going to be an episode of the series that is Christmas themed. It is going to be like a Comic-Con panel that they've been doing, like the streaming Comic-Con panel. The actors are going to be, it's a get together that's going to be hosted by Chris Hardwick, who also hosts The Talking Dead on AMC after Walking Dead airs. And so basically they're just going to be talking about season 10 and all of the other seasons they were involved in, and kind of a reminiscent episode. Again, it's going to be like a Zoom call. I don't know if I'm going to watch it. I'll probably watch it in pieces, but whatever. That is that. And then we have one last piece, and this one's really interesting. Again, it's Christmas themed because it is the season, if you will, even though, you know, Thanksgiving hasn't happened yet. Jerks, we got to focus on one freaking holiday at a time. Anyway, so we got a word that Andrew Lincoln is going to be doing a stage production of A Christmas Carol at the Old Vic Theater, which is kind of a tradition at this point. It's been going at the Old Vic Theater since 2017 when they initially... not with Andrew Lincoln. Let me clarify. Andrew Lincoln hasn't been doing it this whole time. Andrew Lincoln is signing on for this live streamed version of it. The live stream will be happening every day, it sounds like, from December 12th all the way through Christmas Eve. So that's approximately two and a half weeks worth of performances that you can sign up for and watch on the streaming from the Old Vic Theater. I couldn't find any other place that was going to be hosting the stream, so you're going to have to go to the Old Vic Theater's website in order to stream this. It still sounds pretty cool. I want to see Andrew Lincoln as Ebenezer Scrooge. That just sounds really interesting, because who doesn't want to see Rick Grimes say "Bah humbug"? Obviously, we know that Andrew Lincoln is a British actor. He is not, in fact, from Texas, and therefore he will sound very different for this production. But yeah, that is what it is. We're moving over next to movies. Now we have a couple of follow-ups in the movies section. First up is the Snyder Cut. If you have been paying attention, and most nerds have been, then you notice that the most recent Snyder Cut trailer got pulled off of the internet. So all of the different outlets that had it now do not. And it's been kind of crazy for all of the nerds. Why did they pull it? All of this speculation. Well, I'm here to put to rest that speculation, kind of. That speculation has been going a little haywire. It did not get pulled because they have pulled the movie from the plate, they're still making the movie. The reason it got pulled, there's one of two reasons. Somebody noticed that they used the wrong Warner Brothers sub company in the credits section of the trailer. Or more likely, it seems that there was some sort of DMCA issue with some of the music that they used for the trailer. So presumably they will be pulling it down, fixing whatever issue it is, and then putting it back up. And so once it goes back up, we can compare. Well, was it the music or was it the logo? So it is one of those two issues. It is not because they took it off of their slate for the future. All right. So that is that. Next in follow-ups, we're talking about Johnny Depp. Now, we have kind of loosely been keeping track of the Johnny Depp issue in so much as it affects the movies that he's going to be in and so on. So the big lawsuit, the big court battle that he is in is taking place in the United States. He and Amber Heard are in a domestic dispute, and that is being dealt with in the U.S. court system. That is the one that is going to determine whether or not their subsequent production companies are going to drastically reduce their roles in their current large projects. So for Johnny Depp, that is the Fantastic Beasts franchise. For Amber Heard, that is Aquaman. So if Amber Heard loses that case, then her role in Aquaman will be greatly diminished, is the way things are looking. And if Johnny Depp loses that case, then his role in the Fantastic Beasts franchise is going to be greatly diminished. So what we've been seeing a lot in the headlines recently is that Johnny Depp has lost a court case against Amber Heard, which is kind of misleading. And I say kind of, it's quite misleading. Really, what Johnny Depp has lost is a suit in the UK against, I believe it's the Daily Caller, because he's suing them for libel. So he's saying that they printed something about him that is not true and is effectively slanderous, but because it's printed, it's liable. They printed something that's liable because it's untrue and it's damaging to his career. He did lose that case in the UK to the Daily Caller. It does have to do with Amber Heard, but it is not his suit against Amber Heard. So what that means is we still don't know if he or Amber Heard's parts are going to be cut from or reduced, at least in their big projects, because that case is still pending. That case is still ongoing. They are still making arguments there. This one is very minor in the grand scheme of things. Yes, it sucks. And yes, the judge is kind of full of crap in the way he handed down the verdict for this. He says that there's plenty of evidence that Johnny Depp did what he did, which kind of there is, but there's also evidence that it went both ways, and he did not take that evidence into consideration. And it's this whole, a lot of details that we really don't need to worry ourselves with. All we need to know is Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are still very much in legal battle, but that case is still ongoing. This one is not the one that is determinant on his career. There are a lot of rumors spawning from this saying that now nobody wants to work with Johnny Depp because he lost the case against Amber Heard. That's not true. That is not what is happening. So fear not, Johnny Depp fans. Things are still potentially okay. All right, so that out of the way, let's talk now about the new pieces. And we do have our first piece is a downer, and it really sucks, but he had a good run. He had a fucking amazing run. Pardon my French, but he had an amazing run. Sean Connery has passed this last week. Honestly, right as I was going to upload the last episode from vacation is when I read it, and I was like, oh, I should have put that in today's episode. But we're talking about it now. His wife has since come out and talked about his battle with dementia in the last few years, and so it sounds like he's in a much better place now. And it still sucks, though, because it's Sean Connery, and what's more nerdy than James Bond and the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen? Even the SNL references to him are some nerd fodder at this point. Just so amazing. We will miss you, Sean Connery. Let's take a moment. All right, so from that, we are going into our final movies piece, and that movies piece is Orphan. This is a horror movie. If you have not seen it, it's been out for a number of years. I believe it came out in 2017, maybe even earlier. 2007? Something. I'm not a huge fan of the movie, but I did find it interesting that they are now doing a prequel with the same actress. Her name is Isabella Furman, who played the titular orphan. And, you know, spoiler alert, I'm going to spoil a movie that's at least 3 to 10 years old, or 13, whatever. So it turns out that this little child-looking person was actually a grown adult, and she wreaks havoc on the people who adopted her, even though it was a weird adoption and so on and so forth. So now they're doing a prequel with, again, the same actress in the titular role. I don't know if this is a thing that we need. I feel like There's so many better horror movies that, you know, you could get more inspiration from. I don't know. I wanted to put that in there because this kind of shows you how bottom of the barrel a lot of things are right now. But, you know, I guess that is what it is. That's all we've got for movies, though, so let's move right along. We got the rumors. We got the rumors. We got all of the rumor mill stuff that's actually feasible. Not even always feasible, but whatever. So, starting things off for the rumor mill, we have one confirmation. Remember, we've added this subsection, much like we have the follow-ups in each of the previous sections, or the other sections, I guess, that we also have confirmations and refutations. So if a rumor gets shot down, we'll talk about it here, or if a rumor gets confirmed, we will also talk about that here. So we do have one confirmation. Comes from the Suicide Squad. We do have confirmation from a producer on the project. So the Suicide Squad, James Gunn's next movie, we have confirmation that the big bad for the movie is in fact going to be Starro, which is just weird enough to totally freaking make sense, which is kind of what I said when we talked about this to begin with, which is why I gave it like 60% likelihood that that's possible. I should have given it a higher number because it came through. We win, we win, we win. Yes. So confirmation. The rumor's happening. All right. So now let's get into new rumors. We do have some more Spider-Man 3 rumors that are popping up. So first up, the new rumor for the Spider-Man 3 is that Tobey Maguire is also going to be pulling double duty as Tom Holland's Uncle Ben. So he's... Well, according to all of the rumors that tie into this, we're not only going to be seeing another Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire Peter Parker, but we also now are being rumored to be getting Tobey Maguire as dead Uncle Ben, some sort of flashback or a different multiversal appearance, something along those lines. So Tobey Maguire, Marissa Tomei, shacking up. It's kind of interesting to think about because I feel like they're pretty drastically different in age, but you know, whatever. Usually it goes the other way, so have fun. So that's the first Spider-Man 3 rumor we've got. The second one has to do with both Maguire and Garfield. So Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire are also now being attached to the other rumored event that is going on in the Spider-Man universe as far as movies go, in the Sinister Six movie that Sony is again rumored to be working on. We've talked about that in the past also, but this is an extra rumor that's attaching these two Spider folk to this project as well. So likelihood for these two things. I feel like Tobey Maguire as Uncle Ben is not super likely. I feel like we're looking at about a 30% likelihood that Tobey Maguire would be Uncle Ben. Just because, I don't know, it feels like Feige would want to keep it a little cleaner than that. Is kind of the best way I can vocalize it. But as far as Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire being rumored for the Sinister Six movie, it really depends on what happens in Spider-Man 3. Obviously it does, because all these are just rumors. So I feel like it's less than equally likely, if that makes sense. So it's not a 50% chance. It's more like a 40% chance that Garfield and Maguire will be in the Sinister Six movie, because A, we don't know the Sinister Six movie is going to happen. B, we don't know that they're actually going to come back because everything is still very much rumor. And C, there's just way too many other variables. So 40% likelihood that Maguire and Garfield will be in Sinister Six, and kind of 50-50 that Sinister Six is even going to happen. So that's all of the rumors there. Next, we're going to move over to the Justice League. New rumor, and I'm super kind of interested about this because I really want to see the Snyder Cut. But new rumor is that there is actually going to be that sequel to the Snyder Cut movie. So originally, when Zack Snyder announced that he was going to be doing a Justice League movie, he also announced that there was going to be a Justice League trilogy that very quickly got shot down to two. And then when it didn't do so well in theaters, it definitely got shot down to just the one. Well, now they're bringing it back. And the rumor says that not only has Ben Affleck signed on and is 100% ready to go, but the rest of the original Justice League cast members are also in talks to do the same. Likelihood that all of these things are happening. So we kind of have three separate rumors, right? First rumor is that a sequel is going to be happening for the Snyder Cut. So likelihood for that is 50-50. Because if it does well, I 100% believe that it'll get a sequel. If it does mediocre, it's kind of a toss up, and I feel like it's going to be a mediocre representation. Just because there's very little you can do to fix what Joss Whedon horribly screwed up. That's, I'm just saying. And also the setup that Zack Snyder was originally going in with BVS and Man of Steel, there's a lot broken in those as far as mythology goes that really you can't fix because it's what Zack Snyder wants to be in the movie. So I think it's going to be mediocre, so it's very, very dependent. There's a very fine line that it's going to have to cross. If it crosses that line, we'll get a sequel. So 50-50 there. As far as Ben Affleck signed on to do this, I think this one's less dependent on the previous one than it seems. Because we know that Ben Affleck has signed a contract to come back as Batman. And there are a bunch of other rumors that are the other projects that he could be doing in that role. So this is kind of just a continuation of the other Ben Affleck as Batman staying in the DCEU. I think that's pretty possible. I'm putting that just like I have before, about 55 to 60% likely that that's the case. As far as the rest of the cast signing on, that is super dependent on how well this does. So we can't give it a whole lot of credit. We're going to go 30% there. And that is all of the rumors for the Justice League. Next, we're switching gears for a moment to video games. We have a video game rumor that is Silent Hill. We've been keeping tabs. There's been a number of rumors about this, and all of them have been had not come true. They haven't been refuted because nobody said it's not going to happen until the date, right? So I couldn't put in the refutation section. So Silent Hill, the next rumored reveal date for the next generation game, which now is being rumored to be a PlayStation exclusive, which freaking sucks, but it is Konami, so that is what it is. But PlayStation 5, Silent Hill is rumored to be revealed at the Game Awards in December. So because this is the fourth time. There have been three other times that it has not happened. This is the fourth time that they're saying that we're going to get a reveal. I can't put a whole lot of stock in it. I'm saying 25% likelihood that this is actually going to happen. I would love for it to happen. Silent Hill is an amazing franchise. I just don't buy it. Next, we are talking about our final set of rumors, and this is legitimately a set of rumors. We do have two rumors dealing with Wolverine, and they're not necessarily mutually exclusive, even though it does deal with two separate actors. So there is a rumor. There's potentially that this is kind of confirmed already, but we need to get confirmation of the confirmation before I can say it's been confirmed. But it does seem that Marvel has reached out to Hugh Jackman to return as Wolverine. We've talked about this. This is a different source saying it, and now there are screenshots of the status, if you will, from Marvel, the Disney Marvel, that now, you know, all of the things. So there are screenshots saying that they have reached out to him. There's no word as to what his response was, but it is, you know, a thing that's out there. So there's that one. And then we have another rumor saying that the actual new Wolverine for the MCU is going to be Dacre Montgomery. Why does that name sound familiar? Because he's the big bad guy from the first two seasons. Well, from the second season, I guess. Third season. Whoa, I'm way behind on my Stranger Things right up here. So third season of Stranger Things, he was the big bad, right? Kind of the second season too is when he was introduced. He's the handsome kid. He was the lifeguard with the blonde hair and the stuff and the things, and everybody loves him and the hey. That guy, they're saying, has been cast as Wolverine for the MCU proper. So the Hugh Jackman will kind of be him passing the torch to Dacre Montgomery. Dacre Montgomery will be the guy going forward that's going to be Wolverine for a while, which this one makes a lot of sense because he is young and they are trying to cast all of these new mutant types as young, and so that they can continue on for quite some time and just, you know, Disney doesn't have to worry about recasting or bringing in a completely new character once that actor has aged out. So A lot of really interesting going on here. So likelihoods of these two rumors, likelihood that they have reached out to Hugh Jackman for Wolverine, I think that's pretty possible considering the back and forth that Warner Brothers and Disney are having right now with their superhero franchises. Seems super likely to me. I'm going to say it's about 70% chance that they have actually reached out to Hugh Jackman. That's not to say there's a 70% chance we're going to see Hugh Jackman return. That's not what the rumor says. So the other rumors saying that Dacre Montgomery is going to be the next Wolverine. I really think this is a really cool casting choice. If it's legit, I'm 100% behind it. But what is the likelihood? Likelihood is there's not enough on either side of this to say. So 50-50 that Dacre Montgomery is going to be the guy. There is, I take that back. There is a little bit, because he's been doing some Tom Hardy shenanigans on his social medias, putting pictures up of himself in this role and then taking them down immediately. And the internet being the internet, that stuff doesn't come down. It just kind of moves to somewhere else. So I'm going to bump that up a little bit. I'm going to say there's about a 60% chance that Dacre Montgomery is going to be the Wolverine for the MCU. That is all of the rumors we got, though, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. And please subscribe and listen to any and all of those that you see fit. Or if you want to go deeper into the nerd news, you want the other sections that I offer, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.